Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with us. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Right? And you do that by getting engaged. You do that by getting involved. You do that, frankly, by just knowing what you're talking about. And then you could lead people, you know, to the truth, if you would. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Like I say, get involved, get engaged, and be part of the conversation. Hey, today we're going to have Kimberly Moreno be up with us right after the break. But John Pierre, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be nice. All right. I know we said John Pierre. Again, totally ignoring the realities of what's happening around her. Not really even, it seems like she doesn't even care what goes on around her. So today she promoted Transgender Day. Right? She says it's a remembrance and that we grieve for the 26 transgender Americans who were killed this year. Now, okay. If they were killed because they were transgender and somebody, you know, is just hateful towards them, that's wrong. Dead wrong. We know it is. She says, year after year, we see that these victims are disproportionately black women, women of color. So again, none of that. We've got the sexual orientation. We've got the color. And then for some reason, she decided to throw gender in there, but I didn't think gender mattered anymore. Wasn't real. I don't know. Right? Now, totally, right, totally disregarding the 70,000 Americans who died of fentanyl overdoses last year. Totally disregarding the over 600 that were murdered in Chicago. Right? Totally disregarding the transgender terrorist, what was his name, Audrey Hale, who murdered six Christians, including three children, at a private Christian school. I guess that didn't matter. Right? Then there was Kim Brady, character, 40 years old, a transgender and or a cross-dresser. Depends on the news stories you look at. Right? Fatally shot five people and injuring two children. I guess that wasn't a big deal either. Totally ignoring the fact that 60% of the transgender murders or murder victims are sex workers. Right? I mean, that's a very, whether you're transgender, male or female, well, mostly female, I guess. sex workers or prostitutes or whatever you want to call them, women of the evening, I don't know, whatever name you want to use is fine by me. But many of them, a high percentage of them are murdered too. I never say it was okay. Don't twist my words. My point, that is, the sex worker, no matter transgender, male, female, gay, lesbian, whatever, is at a much higher risk of being killed. So you have to sit here and you have to say to yourself, they are experts at spin. And I do mean experts. Because how she does this with a straight face is beyond me. And this is why their message, when it goes out there, it's just constantly coming at you. And after a while, when you hear it, you got bits and pieces that get in your head, and you think that those bits and pieces are real, or you've unpurposely spun them in a way that sounds real. Now nobody should die for being transgender, gay, lesbian, bisexual, Italian, Irish, you know what I'm saying? I mean, nobody should be killed for those things. Those are hate crimes. Very much so in my mind. But don't keep playing this game. It's what makes people like her dangerous. Don't be playing this game that keeps putting the oh, woe is me on a certain group of people. You know what I'm saying? If you don't, I don't know what to tell you. Oh, yeah, and let's totally ignore the fact that 300 pounds of fentanyl has been seized at the border as hundreds of thousands are crossing the border illegally. But remember, we were told, no, these are just people looking for a safe place to be. They just want their families to work. I mean, they just want to work so they can feed their families, so they can educate their kids. It's just amazing, right? In 1 week, this is 1 week, in the Arizona area alone, in Tucson, Arizona, actually, in that border crossing area, they have nailed over 300 pounds of fentanyl. I'm sorry, we have no issues at the border? Everything's cool? It's secure? Not a problem. Now, the southern border has 9 sectors. 9 ways in, making it easy to get through. So that means if they got 300 of one, how much is getting through the rest of it? Right? They had almost 15,000 cross over the border illegally in 1 week alone. Let's see what Kimberly has to say. Joe Bettini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly Marin in a few minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate before going into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And listen to Kim. She'll help you. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Except last week. She was having way too much fun for us. Weren't you?
I was. I was. I think I was still in Alaska on Monday.
Oh, yeah. You were sending pictures. If anybody follows you on Twitter or anything, you know, she was sending pictures from all over the place up there, you know, and trying to get, what is it, the aurora. Can you really take a picture of that? I've heard that they're not, doesn't come out that well.
What? You got it. Well, okay, so I did post a picture that I just took with my camera phone, and you could see it.
Right.
But you have to have the camera that you can, like, have it wide open, and it's all this other stuff. I did not take pictures of it other than with my camera phone, because I let the one tour guy do that, because I was not in the mood to figure out how to do it. And I have one of those cameras I can do it with, but I didn't.
Well, they looked very pretty. I was just joking with you during the break that they had you locked in that, you know, James Bond kind of vehicle.
You know. I wasn't locked in it. I was in the front seat, so I was good.
a little wiggy. I mean, if you were in the back, as you were telling me, I mean, I can't imagine, because you're not only do you not have control, you really can't see in front of you to kind of get a feel for what's going on, you know?
Right, like you have no idea what's going on because there's a whole machine in front of you that's going up. It's super loud, though. The guy that was driving it happened to be from Ukraine, gave us ears plugs to put in our ears.
Yep.
Because that's how loud it was.
Oh, yeah, it's I don't know. You've been out of the area for a while. And I know these are your stories. These are your kind of stories. So I know I'm kind of catching you off guard a little bit. But last week, I can't think of the guy's name. But anyway, he was in Los Angeles, just coming back from Starbucks, you know, getting himself a coffee. And anyway, two thugs, you know, jumped over a little fence and started coming at him. And he had, I think it was a 16-month-old, and his wife was inside the house already. And he turned around with his concealed carry, and he didn't hit him. He took a couple shots at him. You know, they weren't running away and what have you. And anyway, the cops showed up and ended up suspending and then pulling his CCW.
The
reason they gave is because he was yelling at the police officers.
Sorry, that's a violation of the Constitution to take it away for that, dummies. That'll be a lawsuit for sure. I hope he sues the crap out of them.
Well, you know, remember, we're talking about L.A. here, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, what was funny, though, is I was saying to myself, after taking the classes myself, you take a look at this, and the only mistake that he made... Well, the only way they could have nailed him was he was shooting at them as they were running away.
Yeah, that's bad, 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 bad. Don't do that.
Yeah, well.
Usually, in most self-defense cases, as soon as you show that firearm, as soon as you take that out, they take off because criminals are cowards. They don't want to get hurt or shot. True. So that's the most self-defense cases. That's what happens. But you can't be shooting someone when they're running away either.
Well, he had, again, there was surveillance footage. So they could see that he was honestly, you could look at it, he was truly protecting himself.
Oh, yeah, I'm right? sure.
And, you know.
And his family.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was his wife and 5-month-old child. I got that one wrong. I thought it was older. But the video shows him being charged. The video, you know, the other guy had a gun, you know, coming at the front. He was charging him at the front door. You know, I mean, I don't know. I think if I was that close, I would have shot for, you know, the chest and gone for it.
Right.
But.
That's scary.
It's just amazing. And he said after defending his home and his family, California's now decided to end my Second Amendment rights. He's just right out there with it. The Sheriff's Department is one of the issues to CCWs in L.A. County. And they're the ones that decided to pull it. And I'm sitting there. You need to get an attorney and protect yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So anyway.
That's insane.
Well, yeah.
You need to carry if you live in L.A.
Oh, yeah. It's like living in the middle of a combat zone anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let me tell you something. I was in Seattle.
Yeah.
I was in Seattle. Beautiful, right? I got there, and it was a gorgeous, clear, sunny, blue sky day. It was gorgeous. Went and did all the touristy things. Went down to, you know, started off at, like, the Space Needle and then went down to Pike Place Market, which is where, you know, I wanted to go before it closed. As I'm walking up the street, because my hotel wasn't that far, I see two different drug deals going down right in the middle of the street, broad daylight. I see someone ODing, and then I see people literally just smoking crack right in the street on Third Avenue, Third and Pike, main road. Traffic, cars, tourists, people who live there, work there, and I was
like,
"You
really expect to see anything else, though?"
I didn't expect to see that.
Oh, you really need to come to LA then.
Oh no! I don't need to see anymore. Someone just told me about their experience in LA. No, I'm good. I just didn't expect that because Seattle really is a beautiful city, right?
Oh yeah.
Here I am taking gorgeous pictures. I saw Mount Rainier. I saw, you know, and then you go down and Pike Place Market is not only a busy tourist area, but it's also busy with locals because they have all the fresh fish and flowers and food and whatever. And I was just shocked.
Well, Kimberly, you know, nothing. When I used to contract out and I was up at Microsoft, we'd fly into SeaTac. And it was nothing for us to go to Seattle, get some coffee, get some, you know, just kind of enjoy the weirdness, if you would, at the time. It reminded me of, like, Harvard Square in Boston. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yep.
And so it was clean. It wasn't dirty. Kind of weird, but it wasn't dirty. And now my buddies tell me, you don't even want to go in. And were you walking alone?
Yeah, I walked alone at night even. Listen to me. Seattle is a beautiful city. It was a particular area. I went on a ghost terror type tour, right? And so we're walking around, and at one point, some crazy guy's like kind of yelling and screaming and whatever. And our tour guide's like, "Let's move along a little bit further down the street." But I talked to him. He was actually from New York City. I talked to him, and I'm like, I could Uber up to my hotel, but it'll be faster for me.
Hold on.
You got
to tie that story to the side of the break.
Okay.
Don't go far. We'll hold her to it.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Reports indicate intense fighting in the vicinity of another hospital in northern Gaza on the 45th day of the Israel-Hamas conflict. UN officials disclosed that 31 premature babies were evacuated from the hospital Sunday, but numerous staff and patients still remain inside. Simultaneously, negotiators are reportedly nearing an agreement to secure the release of some of the more than 240 hostages believed to be held by Hamas. Today marked President Biden's 81st birthday, making him the oldest sitting president in U.S. history. Despite his age, Biden maintains that he is capable of handling the responsibilities of the job. However, a recent Reuters Ipsos poll revealed that 77%, including 65% of Democrats, believe Biden is too old to be president. AAA says 55 million individuals will head out this Thanksgiving holiday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Let me just get back to her. I want to hear my Seattle story here. I want to hear little Miss Gutsy here that walks through the streets of Seattle by herself. You have to be a Boston girl or a New England girl, because I don't know many others that would have done that. So, go ahead.
Well, so other people I was with, they were told, women were told, don't go alone at night. They were told that.
And you went, please.
So, number one, I can carry in Seattle.
Really?
Yes, because I have my use concealed carry. But number two, I also had a Coubaton, which is... it's hard to explain, but it can be helpful. But you just have to be... I teach women about situational awareness. As women, we can't just stay in. I mean, mind you, when I travel to strange places that are not the city, right? Because the city, there's always people around. But if I go out, like I didn't go out at night in Alaska by myself, driving... Because I don't know the area. And you have to drive everywhere. You know what I mean? I had to drive everywhere there.
Right.
But, but yeah, and so I walked down to the tour that I went on, and it was a little sketchy. Because I don't know that, right? You don't know the area. And there weren't as many people around. I did not follow the advice of the concierge, and I went the street he told me not to go on.
Of course. I wouldn't expect
that. I halfway went on that because it was where the hotel was. Like, Google Maps really stinks sometimes when you're walking to try to get directions. And so I'm trying to look at that and not be so obvious. So that's terrible. But then on the way back, it's like just stay on the opposite side of where all the druggies were, because literally there is a street like around 3rd Avenue on Pike Street in Seattle where it's all touristy, businesses, everything. They're doing drug deals out in the open. They're smoking crack, fentanyl, who knows what. I saw it multiple every day. they were doing this. So I just, like, and I also looked like I knew where I was going, what I was doing. You know what I mean? I didn't look like the dumb little lost tourist, because then you look like an easy target.
Right. Besides, no, like, I got it. I got it.
But, I know one of the people I was like, you could have called me. I would have come and got you. Like, I could have got an Uber, too, but it was quicker for me to just walk. It's not like I was walking slow. I got short little legs, but I can walk fast when I need to.
God.
but it's, and I'm sure L.A.'s like that, too. I'm sure there's beautiful areas, right? And then you have just, like...
Oh, you turn one corner, and it's a nightmare.
And that's the thing you got to be aware of. That's really the thing you got to be aware of when you go. And I really, Joe, how many times I've been in Boston. I can't even tell you how many times. I was never afraid in Boston, ever. Well, okay, maybe one time when I was in an area out of sort of outside of the city where I pretty much didn't belong. But because I was giving someone a ride, I knew. But how bad is it now? You know what I mean? Like, all the cities are like this now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know about so much out in the open. I think I heard L.A. there, it's like that, too.
Well, there is. There's plenty of places like that now. I mean, look at that one guy. You know, he had no worry, really, at first. And a lot of these places, you know, some of them might have been questionable if they weren't this in-your-face
right,
dangerous.
Right, he's doing it. I don't care. Right. Yeah. And that's the thing, is they don't care. Oh, that's what I wanted to tell you. The first time in my life, I went into a Walgreens because I wanted to get water. And it's the first time in my life I've ever seen a security guard with a bulletproof vest on, armed to the hilt. In my life. I even talked to the one in Target. I went in just because I needed something there. Yeah, they're all bulletproof vests, private security. And there's cops. There was cops, but they're not, you know, one cop was dealing with DOD, and, but they weren't doing anything about the drug deals that were happening right there, constantly.
No, they're not going to. Why? Their courts are overloaded. Look, I don't know if these Dems are truly, deeply, I'm just going to say it, deeply mentally ill or what. Because when you look at what's going on, you look at what's happening out there. Look at Oregon. You know, they, what is it? They approved, was it cocaine? They approved like three of these high-end drugs.
Yeah.
You know, took them off the list and whoever can use them. Now they got what, a death rate three times?
Wow.
The rate it was, you know, I mean, just, let me see, opioid-related deaths. In the state have skyrocketed to 955 this year, up from 280
Whoa.
Before the law passed.
Wow.
Okay? And it passed with 58% approval. Who thought it was a good idea? And I think the legislators who put that on the put it on the table to be voted on, I think they should go to jail for these deaths. I really do.
Well, they don't care. They don't care. It's less people to them. Remember, it helps with climate change, too. I mean, they really don't care. Democrats always pretend like they're the party that cares. No, they hate your guts, and they don't want you to even make it out of the womb, never mind make it through life.
Yeah. Well, it passed with 58% of the vote. Now, in recent polls, it shows that over 56% of the majority of Oregonians now support overturning the law. It's a perfect time to get it up and on there.
Right.
You know, I mean, but always, they always sell it like it's going to be, you know, a great thing for people, you know,
will
allow them to come out of the shadows and then we can help them.
Anything that Democrats tell you is a lie, and the exact opposite is going to happen of what they tell you. Just like build back better. No, that didn't do anything to build anything back better. You know, it made things worse. Some people's point of, let them, if they want to do... Can you guys not argue while I'm on the radio, please? My dogs.
I want you guys to know, yeah, she's talking to dogs.
I'm talking to dogs.
Oh, my, sorry about that.
Not children or adults, dogs. they make it, you know, I kind of agree. You know, you can do whatever you want with your body, right? You can do whatever drugs you want. It's your business. But all this crap is affecting all of us. This isn't just your business. You're in the middle of the street doing drugs, and I actually have one of the security guys, who happens to be also military, tell me, if you see anybody with a straw and tinfoil, that is fentanyl, steer clear, because that can affect you too. So right. These people are affecting, like I walked by some guys smoking something. I couldn't tell what exactly it was, but there was a big cloud of smoke. I was literally covered my face when I walked by. Middle of the day, Joe. Middle of the day.
But we see it here. I smell it. I'll walk by a store entrance.
Weed I can smell, but I don't know. These are not, this isn't weed they're smoking.
Oh, okay. Right,
yeah,
it.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, I get weed smell all the time. Like, especially in, you know, places where it's legal. For some reason, it's legal, so people just smoke it wherever they want.
Yep.
I mean, you're not drinking in the streets, you know?
No, don't you find that acidine? You still can't drink. You can't have an open container in your hand, but you can have the joint.
Well, that depends on in New Orleans you can, and certain places you can.
Yeah, but for the most part, places. You just can't walk down the street in most of these cities in the country with an open beer, but you can walk down the street with a joint.
Yeah, it's, and I don't even think you can. I don't think they knew what to expect.
No, you can here. In L.A.? No, it's legal.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I mean,
I went to the restaurants to have a joint smoking area. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Wow. But see, that affects other people. That's not just you getting high.
Yep.
There's a line. Yes, you want to do whatever drugs you want to do. That's your business. But when it starts affecting everyone else and me, and then you become no longer a productive member of society, that's a problem, and that's not good. That's not just it affecting you anymore. That's affecting all of us.
Yep. I we're going to go for a break here in a second. When we come back, I got one that's less of a headache. Buttigieg, or guy I refer to as Buttercheeks, he's got a great Thanksgiving message for what he calls extremist Republicans. Talk about that when we come back. Double C to your host, don't go far. A lot more with Kimberly when we return.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back, my friend. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And you do that, it really is easy to do. Just get informed before you open your mouth. Otherwise, you sound like them. And the one thing we never want to do is sound like them. Seriously. Kimberly Maroon joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. Now, you recently went to Alaska and then to, Seattle.
Right? Seattle.
Yeah. Good for you.
Well, you know, I was just...
Seattle is a bit swimming weather compared to Alaska, but go ahead.
It was like 45, 50. Yeah, it was much warmer.
Yeah.
I had to pack extra like hardcore winter clothes which I didn't even have, because I was doing, you know, the chasing the aurora and doing other winter things. It was cold. It was cold. Seattle was much nicer, and it didn't rain at all when I was in Seattle. It was sunny almost every day. So I had, you know, this is the first trip I ever went on that I brought an umbrella because I know how Seattle can be.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that. Yep.
Yeah. So, actually, when I landed in Seattle before flying to Alaska, it was raining. but it stopped when I got back.
Well, let me tell you, you didn't get caught up in anything at the airports because, you know, Buttercheeks, I started to tell you in the last segment, that he is hearing that he's going to get, they're going to slash his funding to the Department of Transportation. So instead of looking across everything that, he oversees in the Department of Transportation, he has decided, what, 2 days before Thanksgiving, 3 days before Thanksgiving, to take the hit at the level of the FAA, of all places to do it. And this is, and as he's doing it, now, this has nothing to do with politics, I want you to know. As he's doing this, he's talking about how the Republicans are threatening to shut things down. He was going to hire 1,500 new air traffic controllers. Now he's got some problems with that. I mean, amazing. Let me make the American people suffer, and then I'll blame it on them.
That's what Democrats always do. Every single time. Look, our government is so freaking bloated, it's disgusting. And we pay for all that. The federal government could probably cut themselves in half and still run and probably run more efficiently and effectively. Democrats always do that, though. If you tell them overall, we're cutting your budget by, 2%, you pick where it's cut, but we're cutting it by 2%, they'll pick the place that hurts people the most. Because they hate Americans.
Yep. No, I totally agree with you. I agree with you. They want to make it look as bad. And as, look at the message they're putting out now. Any Republican that gets elected is going to tank the country. Right?
Right, okay.
Because we're on such a smooth sailing course right now.
Right. I mean, Do they not see what's been going on the past few years? Is that it? That's why I left. I just saw somebody. Trump is going to destroy the country. I'm like, Biden's already doing that now. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, the one I love. And again, I know this has been played over and over and over again. Remember, if Trump gets elected, he will start World War III in no time.
Right.
Do you remember
right.
that?
Yes, I do remember that. I do remember that. And so far, Biden's pretty much started World War III or gotten us into it. Well, he helped, aided and abetted by that whole money thing. That's a different ballgame with Iran. And Afghanistan. But he did. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man.
I don't. You know what? He doesn't even say that anymore because I don't even think he knows he's ever said it at this point.
Probably not.
Right? I mean, you don't hear him saying any of that stuff.
He has deteriorated so quickly, more so than normal. I think they kept him hepped up on drugs for a long enough time that eventually you can't.
Right.
You can't take so many drugs all the time to just make you seem like you're a normal, somewhat normal person.
Well, if you think about it, right? If you've been around people with Alzheimer's, if you've been around people with dementia, the more stress that they have, the more pressure put on them, the faster they sink into that, right?
Right.
And people don't realize that again, he, as much as he looks like he's totally lost all the time, you can see the pain and stress on his face when he's given a speech. He's being fed the words and he's having a hard time, getting it out of his mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Right. The only honest thing he ever says is, I'm not supposed to say anything. It's the only honest thing he ever says.
What's the other one he does? He always reads the end of the teleprompter, now walk away or something, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. I just find that so hilarious that he does that.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. I just figure maybe they figure World War III will start, so they'll have to hold off on elections. I don't know.
Ooh. All right, you get pretty deep there.
I'm just throwing it out there like Biden cannot be president again. Period. He can't.
Hey, look.
He can't even be president now. He's so terrible.
I know, right? No, I'm just talking to somebody about this. I go, look, guys like me, I wasn't the guy running all around the place screaming conspiracy, but I said, look, there's a lot of anomalies with the election. There was a lot of things that just didn't make sense, numbers that didn't make sense, what have you. And now what are you finding out? Now they found, what, 220,000 ballots There were 70,000 that were perfectly. These were mail-in ballots that had no fold and a perfect oval over Joe Biden's, you know, square block, whatever you had to check off.
Of course.
And you're going, so are you telling me, now there are some judges that are allowing it to be looked at. You go, hey, a little late now there, buddy. But,
yeah.
You know, at the time, remember, we were all called all kinds of names. And, yeah. And now, I don't know if you've been following this, but have you seen the J6 tapes?
Yep.
I'm sorry. If something doesn't happen, and I mean that from a standpoint of justice doesn't get served here, if those people aren't let free, because for the most part, what was it, somebody? I got the report today was $1.8 million worth of damage. These Antifa people have done 15 times that around the country.
Yep.
But if something doesn't happen on this J6 thing, I think you will see a civil war, and I don't think there's any way around it for a reset.
I don't think anybody, nothing's going to happen. No one's going to do anything about the J6 thing. Nothing. There's not even been rallies or anything. Or maybe there's been one somewhere. I don't know.
Well, not yet. Not yet. But there are many more AGs jumping on board, states jumping on board. Not that they can overturn it. Not that, you know, there are other things they can put in place, safeguards they can put in place to change stuff. They've got to. If they don't, you are going to see that war.
Right. And I don't know, though. I mean, look at our society. How many people would actually stand up? Not many do now. Not many do now, speaking-wise. Oh, God.
You make me happy here. Yeah, right. Well, I can tell you something.
No, but I'm just trying to say, like, I get your point, but we live in a society where these people are protesting against Israel and for Hamas.
I know.
All over the place.
The one I love the most, I'm sorry, I know people are mad at me for saying it, but Queers for Palestine.
Oh, that's the best one. That
Isn't
is 100%
it?
The best, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd be killed as soon as they got off the plane if they actually flew into that hellhole.
Yeah. Yes. And I hear that there's I've got to do more research on it, but there's a growing number of Western females that are converting to, you know, Muslim or Islam. Based on the information they think they know and hear. And it's like,
good luck with that, you morons.
You know, you guys...
Women's rights aren't a thing there, sweethearts. Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed, like, on a daily basis for my gender. For my sex. Oh, my God.
I don't even know what... Yeah, whatever. Don't...
Yeah, we don't even have to go there. That's a whole other different thing.
I don't know what to call any of that stuff anymore because, you know, you get that lecture that sex and gender are two different things and this is different than that. And that's, it's like, all right, just stop. Please just stop, you know?
Yeah.
But, all right, I've got about a minute and a half, but I was telling you earlier about last Wednesday night, we had a school board meeting, yada, yada, yada. There was a whole bunch of people there, many, many, many on the left. And what I said to you was the thing that, you know, I don't get shaken that often. But the thing that really bothered me and shook me was how parents were demonized, how bad parents were. And the kids were saying that while the adults were backing them up on it. And that the person you could trust the most was a teacher. And I'm sitting there thinking, wow, you're demonizing the parents? Are you for real?
That's horrifying. That's horrifying. The person you can trust the most is your parents, your own family, not some rando stupid teacher. No offense to the good teachers out there.
There's a lot of good teachers, yep.
There's a lot of good teachers. I know some of them personally, and it's a really not a good place to be if they want to just teach kids reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Yep. I'm with you. All right. We got to get rolling. Hey, you know, thanks again. Have a great Thanksgiving. I'm sure you're going to have plenty of lasagna, right? I mean.
No, we're going out to dinner. No Italian
food. Oh, wow. Okay, I could have fun with that earlier. All right, Joe Mesquite, your host. A lot more coming up after the break.